from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
We got it on lock.
It's everywhere, dude.
This is Prep Sports Nation with Damian Lewis.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's me, Doug.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia Studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Dede Lewis, at VD Lewis for real, the number four, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and of course at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X or Twitter or the Twix. Just Google Prep Sports Nation. Everything pops up. Shout out to the Braves. Picked up one here in the bottom of the ninth, so they now trail 8-5. No outs, it looks like. And it was actually Jared Kelnick to go yard to put him on the board once again. So that's your Braves update real quick. Man, hopefully these boys can get it done. All right. Sonny, you been keeping up with the Olympics?
I've been in and out, but I'm okay. So what was it last week we talked about sports that are being introduced this year?
Yeah.
Why? Okay, so people are making a big deal about breaking, and I watched rock climbing the other day. How do we have rock climbing in there?
Yeah, you're talking about the one where they have to go up real fast and like they're making it up in there in like 5 seconds.
I thought that was only
like that
on American Gladiators.
Yeah, you know what? It's very interesting, some of these. The breaking one, I haven't seen it, but I was intrigued as to how it would be scored. But again, I don't even, and I have the Olympic app, so I can check times and see when stuff is going to be. But whenever I look, it seems like it's not in the prime time of, you know, when I can be watching the Olympics, which for me, you know, I'm typically out of here by like, you know, 1 p.m. once we wrap up with the steakhouse. So, you know, I get home and I get to see a good bit of all that afternoon that, you know, and they've been putting some good stuff on around that time. Live, so a lot of the track, some of the main events, you know, or the more interesting events have been on. Basketball has been on. So when we get here at 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, well, get here at 4 and then by about 5, that is kind of when we're seeing that rock climbing. So I saw that, but the breaking I haven't seen at all. But the rock climbing, it's kind of cool. It was kind of cool.
I'm not taking nothing away from it. Yeah. I just didn't know it was an Olympic sport. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I don't think I knew that one was in there. There's a lot I didn't know was in there, to be quite honest with you. But, I mean, hey, it is what it is. I mean, it gives so many people that may not be able to do some of the other types of stuff, you know, an opportunity to go out and represent their country and medal. But I asked because I want to say, I'll be honest with you, I typically always tune in at least to track and basketball and see what's going on. But I feel like this is the I've probably watched the most Olympics. This might be the most I've watched in probably since I was probably like in high school, which would have been around the time of Dream Team and, you know, the days of Jackie Joyner Kersee, FloJo, all that kind of stuff. So it's been very exciting. I've been yelling at my TV for people to win races. That men's 1500 meter.
The comeback.
I watched that live. That was amazing. I mean, that, and then for the second American to still pull up in time to win bronze. I mean, that was hands down one of the best races I ever seen. They're replaying the men's steeplechase final today, right now. I saw that earlier and unfortunately saw the gentleman as they was going on that last lap and the last, I think it might have been the second to last jump. And he tripped and was all bad, but that was an epic finish. U.S. almost, he made a late push, looked like he might be able to sneak in there and take gold, but I think he ended up getting bronze. So I think he ended up with silver. But they're showing it right now. But just some really fabulous, you know, just moments. And I said on Twitter, man, Snoop Dogg, outside of the athletic performances, Snoop Dogg is probably the biggest story to come out of the Olympics. And they announced
Snoop
today.
Is the best American ambassador.
Yeah, well,
they
announced today, NBC, I believe, announced today that they want him back for, I guess, 2028. So hats off to him, man. I mean, talk about, man, just a person that has reinvented themselves and not necessarily even reinvented himself. Snoop is still Snoop, but just found a way to stay relevant. You know what I mean? Like,
it's like the kids say, he's living his best life. And like video gamers joke, he's playing all the side quests. Like, he's finished the main game. He's now on all the side quests.
100%. So just fabulous. Like I said, most I probably watched the Olympics in quite a while, and I'm old.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Go ahead, as the kids say. I'm unk, as they say.
I remember I watched 2008 because that was the year. My ex-wife was pregnant with my daughter, and I was just in the waiting room, like, and the only thing they had was the Olympics. So I watched everything, like boating.
Right.
It was like the one time I didn't mind because there was nothing else to do, and I just watched the Olympics summer.
Yeah. Well, and the cool thing about it is a lot of times people will say, well, it's the Olympics, it's a good filler, but this has been excellent for this time of year, even with football pretty much here now. As far as NFL and college goes, and you know, everyone's attention, while it's shifting to that everyone seems to still be locked in and engaged with the game. So just fantastic stuff there. So just wanted
to see
if you
I watched Simone Biles live last week. Speaking in video game terms, I promise you she has a what's the old school from the 90s, the Game Genie. She's definitely put in a cheat code.
Yeah, she's got
up,
a cheat
up, down,
code.
Down, something with her.
Yeah, yeah, left, right, double, double. All right, let's real quick because we only got a few minutes here to go through this. A few storylines that I thought you may find interesting for the fall sports season here in Georgia high school sports. We probably might not get through all of them because I picked three from the respective sports of volleyball, football, softball, and cross country. Yeah, so we'll start off with volleyball. And we'll start with the Walton Raiders, new era for them. When did she take over? Coach Suzanne Fitzgerald, she took over in 2006, I believe. So they are now have a new head coach for the first time since then. And of course, what an historic run under Coach Fitzgerald. I think she led them to 10 state titles. They had a run of four consecutive from 2010 to 2013. Then they won five in a row from 2015 to 2019. And they've won 15. They've won 15 state titles. And now they have new head coach Erica Ford coming in. She was recently at Roswell. So, you know, will she be able to step in and help the Raiders keep that tradition of being one of Georgia's most dominant programs when it comes to volleyball, you know, right there in the mix and, you know, perhaps even, you know, get back to the mountaintop? We'll see. But, that's such a long run for that program under Coach Fitz. And now for the first time, again, since 2016, almost 20 years, they'll have a new head coach. So that was one of the storylines that I found intriguing enough to put in this. McIntosh Chiefs also keeping it in volleyball. Another pretty dominant team when it comes to volleyball down representing that Southside, Fayette County. But they're once again the defending champs, claiming last year's 5A title. That was their first since 2020. That one came at the end of a four in a row run, I believe. Then in 2022, longtime coach Wendy Mabon decided it was time to take a step away. After she led the program to 6 state titles as she was the head coach. In 2022, Coach Lauren Saunders took over. She got them to a 33-13 record, and they won the region outright. Got to the title tournament. I think they made it to the semifinals before getting knocked out. And then last year, Coach Kurt Lewis took over and, again, led them to the 7th title in program history. And we'll see if they can get another streak going. And then finally, the Pace Academy Knights. They're looking for 8 in a row. They're looking for their 8th consecutive state championship. Will they skip a beat? Coach Kat Monroe, she took over in 2022. Yeah. After she actually had been over with Westminster. And now she has led them to another title. We'll see what happens there. So there's your three volleyball storylines. Football, come on, man. We got to see if Milton's going to do it again. All right, defending champs. Now, of course, as I mentioned earlier in the show, they're now in 5A as the landscape has changed with the realignments of regions and shifting classifications as we no longer have 7A, 6A being the highest. Milton finds himself in 5A. With that, though, they are now in a region with, Gainesville is in their region. I should have had that pulled up. But anyway, I say all that to say, very, very, it's going to be a competitive region for them. Now, they are bringing back, again, they're still loaded. You got quarterback in Miami commit Luke Nickel coming back, wide receiver Florida State commit C.J. Wiley. So, new surroundings for them as far as the region goes and a few new region opponents and all that good stuff. But, you know, it's going to be competitive because, again, the Gainesville Elephants are in that region, and they are coming off, what, their second year, I believe it is, under Coach Niblett, and back-to-back seasons of 12-plus wins and just losing once in the playoffs, just losing once in both those seasons. So that should be a pretty competitive region when it comes down to those two teams. Anyway, Cedar Grove Saints, very interesting situation with them, of course. One of the most dominant teams coming out of DeKalb County. Most impressive runs over the last 8 seasons, having won 5 titles. 5 of them, including back-to-back titles in 2018 and 2019. Now looking to go for a consecutive title. They're going to have to do so with a new head coach because Coach John Adams stepped down and took a job with Georgia State. Coach Roderick Moore takes over the program. He's their third head coach in 5 seasons as he replaces Adams. And again, no strangers to successful runs in the first year of a new head coach because they did it when Coach Jimmy Smith left. And then again, they did it. Who was that took over after Coach Smith? I can't remember, but they did it with that head coach. Then they did it with Coach Adams. So they've had successful title runs, even in first year of a new head coach. But a lot of changes because with Coach Adams leaving, there were some players that they've lost, including quarterback EJ Colson, who's now with UCF. Now, it's been reported that Bo Walker transferred out of there. Of course, he's one of the top running back in the state, Georgia commit. So, not sure, you know, I don't want to get too much in too deep in the woods on that because I'm not sure 100% where that all is. But supposedly he's transferred out, as well as wide receiver Devin Carter, who has transferred over to Douglas County, I believe. So, we'll see if Cedar Grove can kind of keep that streak of new head coach still win a title going because they've done it twice now. So, we'll see. Let's move over to softball. And it looks like I'm not even going to be able to get to cross country. But real quick, you heard from Coach Kevin Foster of the Kell Longhorns. Again, phenomenal run last year, 28-9, 12-0, won the region in region play and won it outright. Returning pretty much everyone. I think they may have only lost one player from last year's team, but returning the likes of Lila Morisi and her sister, as well as Anna Bardeen. Julia is Lila's sister, and Julia is actually a Georgia Tech commit. Caitlin Parlato. I mean, I saw them tonight. They're loaded. The bats are loaded. And again, you heard what Coach said. 3 straight wins, and they're all shutouts and run rules, all that stuff. So, all right, well, probably I'll have to post this. In fact, go to prepsportsnation.net, and we'll get it up on 92.9 The Game as well because we got to get it a break. I should have known. I talked about the Olympics too long. I should have known. I knew this was going to happen. So we'll get it posted for you. We'll tweet it out as well so you can check it out. But some very interesting storylines out there. Cross country, look out for the Westminster. Like, they've won so many in a row. I think this is the girls' team, but they've had, like, back-to-back seasons of not winning it, but they've got, like, they got a whole lot of state titles in that program. So, anyway, we'll get it posted for you. Sorry about that. All right, still to come, Bryson Logan, Winfield Academy, Wolfpack football, DB, Georgetown commit, caught up with him. He took a quick break at practice yesterday to catch up with me, so you'll hear that conversation. It's all coming up right here. Prep Sports Nation, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.